People around the Northwest have been giving all kinds of reactions to today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold President Obama's Affordable Care Act. State officials in Washington and Oregon were elated. Reactions were more muted in Idaho. We have three stories now from reporters in three state capitals.
I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia. Happy and relieved. Those are the words Washington Governor Chris Gregoire uses to describe the Supreme Court's decision on health care. Washington currently has more than 1 million uninsured residents. Gregoire says they are the winners now that the Supreme Court has upheld most of the Affordable Care Act. The Democrat spoke of a recent health crisis in her own family. It reminded her of the value of health insurance.
It was devastating to have my husband get a diagnosis of colon cancer. But when my girls and I surrounded my husband, we never had to worry about health care coverage.
Gregoire's husband, Mike, had surgery the same day as his diagnosis. Doctors removed the cancer, and he's expected to make a full recovery. Gregoire says the court's ruling means every Washington resident will have access to affordable health insurance in the coming years. Gregoire argues federal health care will end up saving the state and taxpayers money. She also dismissed Republican calls to repeal the law in Congress. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
I'm Colin Fogarty in Salem. In broad terms, Oregon's so-called healthcare transformation has two big elements. First, new groups called coordinated care organizations to make patient care more cost-effective. And second, a new web-based health insurance marketplace called an exchange. These changes would likely have moved forward in one form or another if the U.S. Supreme Court had overturned the Affordable Care Act. But this decision keeps in place the federal subsidies and tax breaks that support the state healthcare overhaul.
And my reaction was, this is fantastic. I think those were the exact words coming out of my mouth.
That's Bruce Goldberg, who heads the Oregon Health Authority. Rocky King, who directs the Still in Development Healthcare Exchange, was equally exuberant about the ruling.
We're pretty excited that kind of clears the runway, clears some of the clutter for us to really try to put this together for Oregon citizens.
The decision also preserves federal funding for an expansion of the Oregon Health Plan, which could provide Medicaid for an additional 180,000 low-income Oregonians. I'm Colin Fogarty in Salem.
I'm Samantha Wright in Boise. Idaho's largest health insurance provider was among those reacting to the Supreme Court's decision. Karen Early is a spokeswoman for Blue Cross of Idaho. She says now that the Affordable Care Act has been upheld, it's time for the state to create its own insurance exchange.
I think Idahoans in general prefer to do things on a state level rather than have the federal government come in. So it's our position at Blue Cross of Idaho is that we really are looking forward to the opportunity to work on a state-based exchange and not use the federal one.
In the legislature's most recent session, Idaho lawmakers chose not to create a state exchange. They were banking on the Supreme Court striking down the federal legislation. Early says Blue Cross research shows that under the Affordable Care Act, some insurance costs in Idaho will go up, especially for younger, healthier patients. Blue Cross insures 720,000 people in Idaho, covering about half the state. I'm Samantha Wright in Boise.